Conference Notes. Here are some stories from the October 2015 General Conference. What other stories did you like? Finding Happiness. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf told about a girl named Eva who spent the summer with her Aunt Rose. At first, Eva didn't like being there, but then she noticed Rose was the happiest person she'd ever met. She asked Rose why she was so happy. Rose said that although her life didn't turn out the way she expected, she decided to try and be happy instead of feeling sorry for herself. Trusting God gave her the hope she needed to live joyfully. Write down what this teaches you. Fly right. As a pilot, Elder Robert D. Hales learned that you should never fly into a thunderstorm on purpose. Instead, you should fly around it, take another route, or wait for the storm to clear before landing. He taught that young people can fly right and survive hard times by choosing the right. Heavenly Father wants to guide us. He can speak to us through prayer, scriptures, prophets, patriarchal blessings, parents and leaders, and the Holy Ghost. Write down what this teaches you. Seatbelt of Love. While Sister Carol M. Stevens was driving with her granddaughter, Chloe kept getting out of her seat. She didn't want to wear a seatbelt. Sister Stevens said she wanted Chloe to wear a seatbelt because she loved her and wanted her to be safe. This time, Chloe stayed in her seat. This is like commandments. Sometimes it may feel like they are holding us back, but God gives them to us because He loves us and wants us to be safe. Write down what this teaches you. Shark Barrier. Once, Elder Von G. Keach visited a beach in Australia. He saw a group of surfers who had traveled there to catch some waves. They were mad because a big net kept them from getting to the biggest waves. After hearing them complain, another surfer showed them why the net was there. It kept the sharks out. God's standards, like the barrier, protect us from spiritual dangers and can help us feel peace and happiness. Write down what this teaches you. End of Conference Notes, read by Van Farnworth.